Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's a beautiful melody telling you sad things.
Hi, Rocking the Suburbs. This is Jay Ignacio calling from suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. And I am calling to give my perfect pop song. I've been meaning to do this for a long time, but I've been always get distracted and I forget to do this, so here we go. For me, a perfect pop song must be simple and catchy and under 4 minutes. It also helps that that song title is called Perfect. In 1988, the Scottish folk band Fairground Attraction released Perfect. The song is a throwback of 50s skiffle music with a touch of old school country. Think of the Quarrymen, fronted by Patsy Cline. Their blend of brushed snares, acoustic bass, and twanging guitar solos, along with Edie Redder's angelic voice, is the perfect combination. Perfect was the number one song in England and was a huge worldwide hit. It even won the Brit Award for British Single of the Year in 1989. However, in the US, they barely broke the Hot 100. Edie shortly left the band after the first album and has had a steady career as a solo artist. The guitarist, Marky Nevin, went on to work with Morrissey in Killuncle and Christy McCall in Electric Landlady. Perfect is so good that it should be the theme song to the perfect pop song segment. Too many people take second best, but I won't take anything less. It's got to be perfect.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be worth it. Yeah. Too many people such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right.
Hey there, Jim and Patrick and the entire Rock in the Suburbs family. It is Kurt Gallagher calling in from Suffern, New York, the suburbs of New York City. And Jim put out the call for Perfect Pop, so I have a couple selections I want to talk about. I was going to call in with Go All the Way by the Raspberries, but Matthew Sweet beat me to that in episode 202. I hope he's doing okay with his recovery. Such a sad story. I was going to call in with Waterloo Sunset, but Danny Ingram beat me to that in episode 494. And I was going to call in with Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House, but Liz Stokes beat me to that one on episode 973. So I had those on a list, and those are definitely perfect pop songs. But I found a couple of my own that haven't been picked before. The first one I want to talk about is Hello, It's Me, the Todd Rundgren version. It was released, it was the first song he ever wrote, supposedly, according to the source of all human knowledge. And it was recorded by Naz, his band, before he went solo. But I'm calling in about his solo version of Hello, It's Me. That's when I put it on today just to listen to it, to prepare for this, that song is like a time machine. It just takes me back to the mid-70s when I used to be driving around in a car. When my brother was 3 years older than me, he had his driver's license, and I would hear that car driving around, or I would hear that song in the car driving around with him or my parents. And it just, something about it, when I hear that opening bass line, it brings me right back to those mid-70s days. It's such a beautiful recording, and there's a really nice ensemble that's on this recording, including the Brecker brothers on horns, and there's some really nice background vocals. And then one thing that really stuck out to me was there's a key change at around 2:48 before the last verse, and Todd does some really nice vocal riffing right after that key change. He's a great singer. That song goes up really high, and he carries the whole thing. And then there's like a jam at the end with all the horns and the background singers. And it's just a great sounding song. It's a little bittersweet, and I like that. It's like a, it's a beautiful melody telling you sad things. And I really love Todd Rundgren's Hello, It's Me. The other song I want to talk about is The Saturday Boy by Billy Bragg. He's just such a wordsmith, such a great songwriter. And I always like the sound of this song. It's just, I think it's just him and the guitar, but there is the trumpet solo, which is freaking beautiful. But it's him and his guitar just telling a story. He's got a really good groove, and I love the sound of it, but the lyrics are what kill me. It's just the best writing about a middle school crush that I've ever heard, and then, you know, subsequent unrequited love. And he even talks about the word unrequited in that song. But I just, every time I hear that, it just, I tear up a little bit, especially at the end, because he just puts it so beautifully how he wasn't, you know, a jock, and he wasn't good at sports, and And, you know, the heartbreak that he felt when he would call the house and she was in the bath. I just freaking love The Saturday Boy by Billy Bragg. So I feel like I'm rambling, so I should probably stop doing that. So thanks a lot for letting me ramble. And I hope you like those two songs as much as I do. The Saturday Boy by Billy Bragg and Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren. Keep rocking the suburbs, everybody. Hope to see you all soon. Bye-bye.
September morning was clear and fresh. The way she spoke and laughed at my jokes, and the way she rubbed herself against the edge of my desk. She became a magic mystery to me, and we'd sit together in double history twice a week. And some days we'd walk the same way home, and it's surprising how quick a little rain can clear the streets. We dreamed of her and compared our dreams, but that was all that I ever tasted. She lied to me with her body, you see. I lied to myself about the chances I wasted, the times we were close, far and few between. Darkness at the dances in the school canteen. Did she close her eyes as I did when we held each other tight? And la 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 means I love you. Soft and sweet, and I stare up the window as I walk down her street. But I never made the first team, I just made the first team laugh. And she never came to the phone, she was always in the bar. In the end, it took me addiction.
Perfect is so good that it should be the theme song to the Perfect Pop Song segment.